Hey everyone, and welcome back to a brand new episode of the 1001 Films Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Gardner, and today I'm going to be reviewing Pixar's latest film, Luca. I've watched it a few times with my son, and I'm going to give you my full review right after the break, so let's get to it. So Luca was another one of those films that was supposed to be released in theaters, but then COVID happened, and now it is billed as a Disney Plus original. It's not even for the premium price of their premiere access or whatever it is. It's just for if you have Disney Plus, it's free basically. And that was a little surprising, you know, especially for a Pixar film. They usually do really well at the box office. And so I was a little confused why they didn't put it in theaters at first. I'm interested that, you know, if there was an alternate reality to see what kind of potential it would have had at the box office. Pixar... Because Pixar in general is one of the greatest movie studios out there, not just for animation, but for all movies in general. Comparing it to everything else, it puts out the rate of great movies that it puts out is higher than any other movie studio, I think. You know, they have some all-time classics. You know, Toy Story, The Incredibles, Monsters, Inc. You know, the list goes on and on. But unfortunately, I don't think Luca is one of those all-time classics. It's okay, it's good, but I don't think it's really up to par with what Pixar has put out in the past. And that might be a little unfair to say, because like I said, Pixar has set the bar so high for itself. You know, it might be unfair to judge this film too harshly and comparing it to other Pixar films, because, like I said, it's one of the greatest movie studios out there. But like most other Pixar films, Luca has excellent animation. It's beautiful, you know, bright colors, amazing visuals. The character design is very interesting and unique. The voice acting is serviceable. I mean, Pixar films usually have pretty great voice acting, but, I mean, it's nothing superb. It's not groundbreaking. My four-year-old son loves this movie, so it definitely has that traditional Pixar appeal for kids and for younger audiences, but I don't really feel like this film would appeal that much to adults. And most of the problems that I have with this film are just because of the story. The characters' motivations aren't really clear. They're underdeveloped, I think. They're kind of superficial. Like this boy and his friend are trying to win this race so they can get a Vespa and travel around the world on this Vespa. They think having a Vespa is the greatest thing ever. But, you know, we don't really know a lot of stuff about these characters. There's not a lot of character development to make you care about them. We don't really know why the people in the town don't like sea monsters or why they're hunting them. Or I don't really know a lot about Luca's life underwater. To get him, you know, to know, to want to be above the surface. You know, you don't really feel that motivation from him other than just curiosity. And that's kind of a weak motivation, as far as I'm concerned, to want to, you know, see what it's like in this different world. It doesn't really carry over throughout the film. And kind of going along with that, it's never really explained why these sea monsters change into humans when they come out of the water. It just is, and the film makes no attempt to kind of explain that or give any background on that, so that can get, you know, that plays into the underdeveloped characters as to why they would want to go on land sometimes and sometimes be in the ocean. You know, it's just, it's a little confusing. And the villain, the quote unquote villain in this film, he's not really villainous. He's just an annoying kid with a fancy Vespa, and you know, he's the winner of this race year after year, multiple time champion of this bike race, and he's just has this peach fuzz mustache, and he's just hurling every Italian stereotype at you the whole time, and he gets very annoying very quickly. And he is easily the weakest part of this movie, and one of Pixar's lamest characters ever, honestly. But like I said, it's okay. It's enjoyable. It's nice if you have kids and your kids like it. My son likes it. So like I said before, it definitely has that appeal to younger audiences. But overall, I just thought it was a little disappointing. The visuals were amazing. The story and characters really left something to be desired. But other than that, you know, it's a decent, you know, background movie on to keep your kids busy while you're trying to do the dishes or something like that. But if you're an adult and you don't have kids, this movie's probably not for you. It's probably not going to appeal to you at all. So those are my thoughts on Pixar's latest film, Luca. Check it out on Disney Plus if you have Disney Plus. It's free. There's no premium access payment to get it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and don't forget to subscribe for new episodes. Check me out on Twitter at SMG Reviews and on my blog, 1001filmblog.wordpress.com. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will catch you next time.